Hello and welcome to our Alaska podcast. Today is September 11th, 2008. I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Tracy.
Hello.
Hello, Tracy. How are you today?
I'm good.
We're in the podcast spirit today because we've seen all kinds of pods.
Pods?
Like pods of whales.
Mm. Pea pods.
Have you seen any whales?
I have seen whales.
We have seen whales. All kinds of
black
whales.
Black and blue and gray right all and
over.
White.
Black and blue all over. Yeah. So we're on the MS Western Am in Alaska, actually.
This is true. We are in Alaska now. We were in Canada for a little while.
Yes. And we're currently in Sitka.
Sitka.
After a pause at Juneau.
In Glacier Bay.
In Glacier Bay, where we saw many glaciers. Glacier Bay National Park, mind you.
Our Tracy fourth national park this year.
Yeah, as Tracy had to remind me, our fourth national park, which was,
I didn't realize it was a national park until we got there.
Yeah, the ranger boarded the boat. Our Holland Cruise. I don't know if this is a budget liner or they're all about like this. You've been on a cruise before.
I think it's an average liner.
Yeah.
It's not high-end by any means, although there are high-end rooms here.
Yeah, we saw a few today when we got back on the ship.
It's like the Marriott of the Sea, like you said.
The Marriott of the Sea. Yeah. I like Marriott's. Some of them are pretty nice.
The standard crowd on here is pretty old and...
old. Old and older.
Not very sophisticated.
Yeah. There's more handicapped people than newlywed. I don't think there's any newlyweds.
There might be a couple.
There might be staying in their room.
We don't see them too often.
I haven't seen anybody... Well, I've seen a couple people that could be newlywed.
Everyone thinks that we are, so...
Newlywed or newly dead.
Who knows that they are.
That's been the mantra of the cruise. I keep wanting to tell that to people, but there's only like 200
people
on the
boat.
Yeah, we
like to tell it to the young people.
Oh, well. So we're on the Hall American Cruise. 7 nights and 8 days or something like that.
Something like that.
We embarked from Seattle on Sunday.
We did. It was a nice day.
It was a beautiful day in Seattle.
That was a nice little cruise right
hot.
There.
It would have been nice just for that.
The water was very placid.
Yeah. Great views of the city and Mount Rainier. Mount Baker.
Mount Baker was even in
those
full
cliffs.
View. Cliffs of Port Angeles and Olympic National Park.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to have well over 1,000 pictures by the
I
end of this
so
cruise.
Too. We have about 100 and some of glaciers at least.
Well, yeah, that's true. A lot of them are going to be doubles.
They're interesting, but... It's a little bit much if you look at all of them at one time.
I know. Tracy fell asleep the other day, and so did I, as we were looking through them. But it's hard to look at 400 and some pictures in a row. Maybe 480 or so.
I know. We're having a good time. It's nice. It's pretty relaxing. Don't have to do too much. Have a lot of downtime.
It's easy. It just feels like stretching your legs a little bit. There's a lot of
don't worry about directions or anything.
Yeah. That's true.
Finding a place to eat.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Have it's a like five-course dinner every night.
There's a lot of room to stretch your legs in Alaska. It doesn't feel like it's that big, though.
Well, we're just in a little bitsy part of it. Bitsy.
It is a little bitsy. We're in
Southeastern, yeah.
Australia, which is basically a bunch of islands.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Most of them are only... Are locked by the sea or mountain or glacier, so you can't even drive to them.
Yeah, a lot of towns the same way.
You have to ferry between all of them or cruise.
Hmm. How would you describe the landscape?
Temperate forests with ocean, cold ocean and rocky beaches. It feels like a maritime climate.
Right.
A seafarer's land paradise.
You have to mention the rain.
Right. Oh, yes. It's always misty and foggy and rainy, unfortunately, in Juneau.
How
today
many inches
was not
of
as
rain?
Bad. I think Juneau gets 90 inches of rain a year, which
three
is like
times
three
as
times
much as
almost
Seattle.
As Seattle. rains a lot.
But they might get some heavy downpours.
Yeah, but they do.
Seattle doesn't because they're so far inland. Hmm. So what is that, what about the flora and fauna?
Well, the sea has many creatures in it. We've seen whales and sea lions and
Tracy is amazing at spotting animals of every variety. I don't know how she does it.
They follow me.
I think they do follow her. She has
a... I had a fox come out the other day for me and a raccoon.
Her pheromones. Yeah, you saw a fox and a raccoon near our home.
Mm-hmm.
But on our cruise, you've spotted the most animals. I've only spotted them after you spotted
them. You spotted the eagles today.
Oh, we did see two eagles.
Were they bald eagles?
Yes, they were.
They were bald eagles?
Mm-hmm.
So if they have white heads, they're considered bald eagles?
Yeah, bald is white, I guess.
Oh, okay. They didn't look that big to me. Maybe we weren't that close to them.
I think their wings collapse in.
They must. They were pretty fat.
Because when they put their wings out, their wings extend straight out. And they go, I want to say 6 feet, you know, for their wings.
Yeah, I wish
they were. But they're only like about a foot and a half. They're 50 yards away or so.
Yeah, I guess they were a little ways away. They were just perched, not moving.
Yeah, I wanted to get the token eagle picture so we could match the Stand to Reason cruise. They had like one picture of an eagle. It was like half a mile away.
They put closer ones up eventually. It was pretty bad.
That was a horrible picture. I don't know. I can handle this cruise business.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
It'd be nicer if there were more younger people, but...
Yeah, this cruise particularly, everybody is like...
I heard someone in the hallway say they were 70. That they were one of the young ones on the cruise, and they were 73.
That's true. It's you either like really old. We had a couple of close calls. We had to turn around one time because this old guy.
I don't know.
I'm assuming he's an old guy. But I gave the impression it was a heart attack or something happened in the middle of the night. We had to turn the ship around and go rendezvous with the Coast Guard of Canada. Drop the guy off and turn around, head back. It didn't change our plans at all.
No, it didn't.
But
I think they gave plenty of time on these cruises. They kind of go slow. Although we were rocking. I think we were trying to make up some speed.
Oh, yeah.
We got a little bit rocky.
Everybody got sick one night.
A little seasick. We didn't use the barf bags, but...
No, I was feeling a little bit sick at dinner.
We were feeling queasy after dinner. I had too much dessert that night, too.
If I hadn't gotten an argument with those Seventh-day Adventists...
Oh, we didn't argue with them, did we?
We didn't talk to them at all, really.
We argued with the hippies yesterday.
Seventh-day Adventists, those are interesting
folks. You get to sit down next to interesting people all the time.
Well, I think people want to come sit by us because we're like the only young people on the ship.
Yeah, probably. Stop talking about their dentures and AARP.
Make them feel young again.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy.
I'm sorry.
I've been really annoyed just by...
I don't care. I don't mind old people.
I don't know. I like old people, too. Some of them are a lot of fun, but a lot of them are just like...
Two guys. One guy was 85 going out to the club till 1 a.m. dancing with all the 20-year-olds.
He was still trying to pick up 20-year-olds. 18-year-olds.
Did you hear? They were in line for the boats this morning.
They were?
Yeah. I was going to point them out, but we were getting ready to go. They went up to the two young girls that were handing out the things, and they're like... He's like... Hello, gentlemen. And he's like, gentlemen, you must have seen the wrong people or something. I'm trying to flirt with them. It's so bad.
Yeah, sleazy old man syndrome.
Yeah, two widowers.
It's like when you go to the club and there's that one really old-timer who seems to know all the dance moves. People kind of follow him because no one knows how to dance. Now, these guys are like swingers and they're like 90.
They're funny.
They're like the odd couple.
They are like the odd couple.
From Denver. Anyways.
Digress.
Yeah, we meet all kinds of interesting characters on the Holland cruise. There's only one Dutch person on this boat.
Captain. Hank.
That was his name, is Hank?
It's H-E-N-K, but they said Hank.
Oh, I saw him at the coffee shop in Juneau. He's definitely Dutch.
He looks like a captain.
He does. He's tall. He's got the cheesy suit on.
Yeah, cheesy kind of look to him.
I like the cheesy suit, yeah. I tried to get him to blow the horn at the Glacier Bay, and I did the trucker when you pull your arm up and down. Like, blow the... He just waved back. He's Dutch. He didn't understand it.
No.
Like, don't you know this means
trucker? Just like Canadians.
Trucker?
They don't know the right expressions.
So, but this is the only Dutch person. And pretty much everyone else on the boat is Filipino and Indonesian.
The workers. The crew.
As for the crew.
Mm-hmm.
You're the Filipino and Indonesian.
Most people are Filipino male. That we've met. Male, yeah, mostly male crew.
And I would say the majority of them are probably in 30s, probably.
Yeah, like 20s they look and like 30s. Mid-20s and 30s. They're not old.
Like 25 to 40?
Probably.
Although it's hard to tell. Filipino age pretty well. Mm-hmm. It's hard to tell when they're older.
That's true. Yeah, the one some of them have wives and kids back home. They don't see like most of the year.
It's almost entirely male, except for the one token female that they gave the
award to.
Award of the month. The best viewer of the month. For being a female on the boat. But it's been pretty good. So anyways, let's talk about the actual cruise itself. We're on Alaskan cruise, if you haven't guessed. And I think they all basically do the same thing with a little bit of variation.
You can do longer ones and go up into Anchorage and...
Oh, really?
Then you have to go to land. Anchorage you can port into, but if you do a cruise, you probably would do these cities mainly along here.
Yeah, which we're doing... we've already done Juneau, and we're at Sitka. And tomorrow's Ketchikan.
Ketchikan.
Yeah. So, the first destination was Glacier Bay National Park, mm-hmm. which we mentioned already. And I was confused because I thought we were going to see the Hubbard Glacier. Is that the other?
That was the other cruise you could do where you see the Hubbard Glacier.
So, we saw several glaciers.
Yes.
Which ones do you remember?
Well, Marjorie was the big one that we saw.
Marjorie was...
John Hopkins.
That was probably my favorite one.
Not as...
John Hopkins was a really long one. Like, it went in the distance. And then there was a Larrabee?
Lampure.
Lampure Glacier, which I actually liked that one a lot, too.
Yeah, that one was really close to us, and we were on the third floor there.
It was small, but it was, like, optimized. It was, like, a mini version of Marjorie.
Mm-hmm.
Hopkins one...
It was dirty. It's moving too slowly, I think, so it picks up land.
Yeah, I think most of them are in the last 50 or 60 years, they've retreated 50%.
Looks like it.
But in the last, like, 5 years, they've advanced some.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
I think
Global
cooling has caused them. We need to start a new campaign against global cooling. Climate change.
That is a new phrase.
Yeah.
Can't use global warming because it's not true.
You know, yeah, unless every single day is 70 degrees and sunny, something's wrong with the Earth, and you have done it. Climate change. Al Gore, where are you?
We did see some calving at Marjorie, which is where big chunks of ice fall into the ocean, which is perfectly blue.
Is it calving or calving? How do you spell it?
Calving, I thought.
Is there L in there?
I think it's like C-A-L-V-I-N-G.
Maybe the L is silent. Calving.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Calving. I don't know. Anyways, it's... So... I was interested, like, how much of the glacier is actually underwater? It's not like an iceberg. Because we did see little icebergs floating in the water.
Yeah, those all fell off the glaciers.
Large chunks, about the size of a car, fall off of the glacier.
And float down the ocean.
Yeah.
Down the strait.
The water is almost, like, frozen around the glacier.
It gets really cold. It got, like, 20, 30 degrees colder when we got in there.
Yeah, it did.
Because we were fine until we got in there and we had to put extra clothes on.
Mm. So how are glaciers formed?
By snow.
Snow? So I think the snow comes down and packs in the valley. And then I think the whole thing is moving out in the water, and then as it hits the water,
this has to be a lot of snow.
Yeah, it seems basically, I think valleys get full of snow, and they just never melt. Maybe there's different, I don't know, different perspectives on how that's done, but it's pretty interesting. You could see, like, where the calving had happened, because there'd be a bunch of debris around the water.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it'd be pretty clear. Mm-hmm. You can kind of say, well, it's not going to happen there. But usually, as soon as you turn your shoulder and look the other direction, that's when the big one falls.
I know. You can hear it.
Did you get any video of the calving?
I got some video. It wasn't outstanding, but I got something at least.
It makes a really loud crack.
Mm-hmm.
Like a thunder crack.
I got the cracks.
It's like crack.
Kadoosh.
Usually, you usually hear the kadoosh.
Skadoosh.
Skadoosh. Some belly terminology for you.
Belly?
Belly terminology. Oh. Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda.
Anyway, so there's like a thunderclap sound that happens, and it divides, and then something hits the water. And when it hits the water, it's really loud. It's quite the splash.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Marjorie Glacier, which is the biggest one, I want to say, as far as height. And
yeah, it was tall.
I mean, Johns Hopkins was the widest.
Yeah, it was,
I think.
Well, the other one that we saw, too, that was all dirty, was actually the biggest one, or widest one.
The John Hopkins one?
No, there was one next to it. It was like the Grand something or another. You know how there was Marjorie, and then right next door to it was that big black one?
That was bigger?
Yeah. It's just you couldn't really tell because it blended in with the land.
Because it had dirt all over it.
It was so dirty.
It was like the snow banks of Chicago on the side of the road.
I know.
Yeah. So let's talk about the Marjorie Glacier, because that was the most interesting one, and kind of incorporates all the other glaciers. So you have this massive wall of ice, and there's huge spikes along the top of it, of where, like, they look like crystals.
They do look like crystals.
If you've ever seen a crystal that's a whole bunch of spikes grouped together, it's kind of what it looks like, but it's all white, and the places where the snow is just broken off, it looks very blue. And snow looks really blue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, snow is not usually blue. It was, like, ice-cold blue. I don't know what color you would call that. Aqua?
Yeah, it's darker. Aqua.
Or the places where there was, like, caves into the glacier. They had that kind of blue color, too. But it was like a wall. How tall do you think it was?
You said 30 or 40 stories.
Maybe.
Maybe. At least 20.
It was twice as tall as a ship, and the ship's 10 stories.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say 20 to 30 stories is probably a reasonable guess.
Reasonable.
And it goes straight up. So that was pretty interesting.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
There's no animals around it. I guess they get sea lions around there, sea otters, during certain parts of the year.
You saw a bunch of wildlife prior to the sea before we came in.
I think that water's too cold. I mean, I'm sure there's stuff in there, but...
Mm-hmm. We tried to do a podcast on the deck, the third floor. That's where all the lifeboats are.
Yeah, and there's nice chairs out there you can sit on.
Yeah, some lounge chairs, and it blocks the wind and the rain.
Yeah, I like that part of the ship.
Tracy's tired. It's been a long week so far.
I know, I'm tired.
And all these hikes and things. So we sat out there, and Tracy saw... So, I think two different kinds of whales.
Yeah, it's hard to pinpoint.
One of them had a fin on it, so I'm pretty sure that was like an orca.
Yeah.
And the other one didn't have a fin.
So it might have been a humpback.
Yeah, those are the two kinds of whales I've heard of so far.
Yeah.
And then he saw one other kind of animal.
Sea lion, I think.
Sea lion.
Eating the fish with birds trying to take it away from it.
Right. Well, I zoomed in on my pictures, and the sea lion, or seal, or whatever it was, had a fish in its mouth.
I was wondering. It was eating something. I'm like, is it eating the bird? The fish makes more sense.
So the glaciers is pretty cool.
Yeah, that was really neat. Really,
really interesting.
Yeah.
So we hung out there and had a nice view of that, and then we went to dinner and went to bed and woke up in Juneau.
Mm-hmm. Bright and early.
Yeah.
We got in there at 7 a.m.
So what do you have to say about Juneau?
It was rainy.
It was raining.
The whole day. Which at first wasn't so bad. Actually, I think it wasn't very bad when we got there.
Right.
But it progressively got worse.
Right.
And I progressively got more tired of it.
Right.
But it was a little bit commercialized and touristy when you get in, because you can actually pull in the ship to the dock there.
Right.
There were several cruise ships there, so lots of tourist shopping.
Two Holland ships.
Mm-hmm. That was quite a bit.
The other one was like Valland instead of Holland.
I think that's another town or something.
Oh, really? Another town? So what do we do in Juneau?
Juneau. We walked through the town a little bit. And we went to hike up Mount Roberts because I read that it was free tram ride free. Back down if you hiked up to the top, which was 1,800 feet or so, 2.5 miles.
Oh, man.
It was a hike.
That was a treacherous.
It was $25 a person to ride that tram up the hill. Like, I can hike that.
Well, we'd say $50. We'll hike up this path. $50.
So and you can ride the tram down if you for $5 a person, or if you buy something at the restaurant, you can do it for free.
Mm. Well, I was initially thinking it was 1,000 feet up and took 45 minutes.
I thought it was... They said 30 to 40 minutes in one of the guidebooks, but you had to be seriously hiking to do it that fast.
Right, and it should not be, like, downpouring when you're doing this hike. So tell them about the path. Mount Roberts path or something like that.
Path was Mount Rogers. Very muddy.
It was a river. It had down the mountain.
Lots of slate rock in the path. And since it was raining, a whole stream formed down the path because they don't have very good irrigation of the pathway, which seriously needs some help. Don't direct this mountain stream down the pathway.
So unless you're like 20-year-old, 18-year-old, like fit, perfect health.
Good shoes.
Able to run a mile in under 10 minutes. Good shoes with a walking stick. I don't think it's safe to go on that road.
No. Yeah, I fell one time.
Tracy waked up big time right in the water. She was
mainly
crying.
Because my umbrella broke on me when I was using for a walking stick. My $2 umbrella from Daiso.
I thought that was the reason why you were really crying.
Plastic cheap umbrella from Daiso.
Yeah, but you love that umbrella.
I do. I can go get another one for $2.
It's very Japanese.
It is very Japanese.
Yeah, so it was actually 1,800 feet up and 2.5 miles. And most of the path was like zigzagging across.
Switchbacks the whole way up.
Yeah, you go like 25 feet and then you backtrack 25 feet in the zigzag. And it never goes down. It's constantly straight up all the way until you get to the top. And then you have to go like 2 miles across the ridge, still at an increase.
Yeah.
So because it's not so steep, now all the water runs straight down the path because that's the most direct route for the rain.
Yeah, that was in path design.
And so there's nowhere to step at all because it's all mud. I have to admit that it feels like Alaska never gets dry. It never dries out.
No. Yeah, this is what people think Seattle's like, I think.
Yeah.
This is like, will drive you insane. Yeah. The amount of rain, if you're just like always raining on you. But Seattle's like a drought in the summer.
Yeah.
And it's nice.
And when it rains, it just rains a really tiny bit and it goes away. But here it's like.
Enough.
It's soggy.
Yeah, it's wet. You feel damp. The ground's always wet.
Everything is soggy. The buildings, everything is soggy.
Oh, whoops. Just realized my microphone's way down.
Like clipping in a shirt.
Yeah. But
so don't let that get to you, because no. June is actually very beautiful.
It is beautiful.
You got
I liked
the boat.
When we got to the top.
Yeah. Well, my first take of the town was you get off the boat and there's waterfalls all along these mountains behind the town. How would you like to live in a town where there's waterfalls all around it? It's a small town. You can walk the town. It's a walking town.
It is a walking town.
Granted, we were all around the tourist shops.
But everything was kept up pretty nicely there, obviously, probably.
Yeah.
For the tourists.
But the hike up the mountain was... I wouldn't do it again unless it was a really
nice
day.
No,
it'd have
to be a nice day.
And only if you're really determined to do like a really hard hike. And
the restaurant was really good at the top.
Yeah, the restaurant was great.
It was reasonably priced, and I had a really good halibut fish and chips.
I had a halibut sandwich for $13.
And it looks like if you get there during the right season, they have a lot of Dungeness crab super cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I think we missed Dungeness crab
just
season.
Just missed like a week.
They're supposed to have steamed Dungeness crab and Sitka for $12 for a whole crab, and I'm like, oh,
yeah.
I didn't have it.
I asked the bartender what he thought of Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
He was missing one of the arms of his glasses.
Get the Sarah Palin update.
He said he thought the superstardom was getting to her head, but on the whole, she was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Alaskan people like her, I think, for a governor. Yeah.
I was trying to ask someone who actually lives here who looks like they might kind of know what other people are going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like some foreigner who just kind of rolled in.
Right.
From Europe who hates America. Who knows? So we had a really good time. If you eat at the restaurant, it validates you for your ride down the gondola.
Which was nice.
Tracy's been talking about riding a gondola for her entire life.
I know.
Is that the first gondola you've ever been on?
I think I've been on one before. Like there's like a big gorge somewhere, like Colorado or somewhere, isn't there? I'm pretty sure I rode up.
They have them at ski places all the time in Colorado.
I think it must be Colorado. Isn't there a giant gorge? Have you remember
that? Yeah, there's lots of gorges.
Well, I think I rode one across. But I haven't run one down a mountain before that I can remember. I wanted to do the one in Vancouver and Portland, but Portland one was actually a disappointing when I finally saw it because you couldn't really see anything. But it's cheap. It's only $4.
Oh, yeah, you wonder why you really want to ride that one. We never did.
That's because it was really cheap, but then it ended up that it was...
It wasn't very convenient.
It wasn't convenient, and you couldn't see the view that they had in the magazine when they were advertising it.
They had a picture of the gondola. They didn't have a picture from what you can see out of the gondola.
Yeah. Oh, well. This was fine.
So we rode the gondola down after a really nice lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And we were soaked. So we had to...
Oh, we're soaked. No, we... Oh, yeah. We were soaked and muddy as anything. Completely muddy. People are like, how else can you get up this thing? We're like, hike it.
Yeah.
So we came back and changed. Because the cruise ship's conveniently docked, so you can go on, off and on during the day if you need to.
Yeah. The hike was fun, though. The bad thing is it was so foggy.
It just got worse progressively as we went along. The weather did.
Yeah. You could see all kinds. There was a bunch of waterfalls and stuff in the background. Mm-hmm. They're not big ones. They fall a long ways.
Long fall.
But they're not a lot of flow.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the forest wasn't anything really unusual.
No, we've seen a lot of interesting forests lately.
Yeah, there was no humongous trees. And
not a lot of animal life either. I thought we might see some bears or...
We saw like two chipmunks, that was it.
Yeah. Too much precipitation.
We've been wanting to see a brown bear.
Yeah. Apparently Sitka was supposed to have lots of grizzly bears, but...
Yeah, there were some tour guides that take you out there.
We didn't do the mountain hikes today. I don't know about a grizzly bear. I think that would freak me out after I saw that paw print yesterday. It was bigger than my whole torso.
Yeah. So, grizzly bear is like twice as big as a brown bear.
Black bear.
Or black bear. I think grizzly bear is a brown bear.
It is a brown bear, yeah.
Anyways, a brown bear, if you think about a brown bear footprint, you can take a black bear footprint and put it in like one of the toe prints of the brown bear.
Almost.
Almost. The palm of the brown bear is the size of the whole footprint of the black bear. I think they said the black bear is only about 5 or 6 feet long. And
yeah.
Then a brown bear can be twice that.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe three times that.
They're big.
Go back to the grizzly man. It was like 14, 15 feet tall, I thought.
Was he?
I don't know. Maybe I'm exaggerating. Probably. But they're big bears. Those grizzly bears.
Oh, yeah, they are.
I'd love to see those.
You could see them in Vancouver on Gross Mountain.
No, really.
I don't know how big they are, though.
So, we did the tourist thing a little bit. We've been pricing out these furs.
Yeah, we thought we could get a bear rug for a couple $100, but...
So, yeah.
Maybe not. We could get a fake one that looks really cute. It's like a stuffed animal. For $200.
Yeah. So, tell them about the bear rugs we've been doing.
Well, we saw them in the stores. On several of the stores around here have them on the walls. So we thought, oh, maybe they're not too bad.
Tourist trap. Yeah.
And they have white timber wolves. And they didn't have polar bears, apparently. You can only get them in Europe. But we saw the price on the timber wolf in one of the stores. It was like $29,999. So about $3,000. So we're like, oh, the bears are probably a little bit more.
I'm like, shouldn't these be free if they're hunting from the air?
I guess you can only...
If they're hunting these wolves from the air, they should be free. Or at least under $100, you know, for a skin of a wolf.
Yeah, wolf skin.
Timberwolves are white, by the way.
White, yeah.
There's no price tags on the black bears.
Yeah, the black bears, apparently you can only kill one a year if you can get a permit, and it costs you a bunch of money. So probably you're selling them for $5,000, $6,000.
Mm-hmm.
Which is out of our budget for home decor.
Yeah, little Tracy and Wyatt. We can't afford that kind of stuff for decor. So we learned another way from some European guy at a shop in Sitka today. how to get one. He's basically like, the bears are too heavy. You remember that?
Yeah.
What do you say?
He was all about the European markets of furs. Black markets, probably.
It's all about the black market, I guess, for black bears. So basically, you can't haul the bear out if you shoot it, so you have to take the skin off yourself, then take it to the tanner. Tanner, same thing as taxidermist?
No, they tan the hide and leather.
Make it hard or whatever. Mm. They all look like they're done by a company.
They're all exactly the same.
They all have the nice little matting around them and...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We're going to check eBay.
Yeah, we'll see. eBay, Craigslist.
eBay.uk. See if we can get one shot and sent to us. I don't know. They are really cool, though.
They are cool. We'll see what happens.
Tracy's been wanting a whalebone really bad.
I know. I wanted to do some art on the whalebones, like... And the tinglets that are here.
Yeah.
Tinglets.
Is our ship moving?
No, we don't leave here till 5.
Oh, it's 4:15 right now.
Oh, it is already? Oh, we were in the room for a while, weren't we?
Yeah. Watched half a movie. Yeah. So after Juneau, after we hiked down, I came down the gondola in Juneau, we walked around, looked at some shops, and we got completely soaked by some guy in a truck.
Yeah.
He crashed a puddle on, especially on Tracy.
Yeah, it was
on purpose.
Pretty wet.
And she was pretty upset after that.
Which is the same thing you see people in Survivor wear. I got it in Calgary at the Olympic store.
That buff has been pretty great for you.
Oh, yeah. It's very fashionable. I can go to Islamic countries and fit in.
Tracy is a beauty with very long blonde hair down to her armpits.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Bright blue eyes and fair skin and beauty. So she has to have something to protect herself while she's out in the wild. Because she
can
do both.
I'm glad I remembered to bring that. I wish I had that last weekend when we were hiking with Mount Rainier.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It's been pretty good. You've been wearing it constantly.
It's because it's very
raining.
It's fashionable and it fits around your neck like a scarf when you don't want to wear it. Lightweight.
A need, whatever.
I highly recommend it. It's a little pricey. It's like $15, which actually isn't that much, but for me, I thought it was pricey.
Tracy doesn't like to spend more than $1. And she gets it. She gets pants and shirts for a buck. It's amazing.
I do.
Feels like we're moving.
No, we're not.
You know, I think they said
they're having the send-off party up in the crow's nest.
Oh, we should check that out.
I don't know if they're giving out free wine or not, but they had it all out.
Nice.
Starts at 4, so it's already started.
Well, Sitka's pretty nice. What do you think of Sitka? We'll talk about Sitka,
like Sitka
and then we'll wrap
little,
it up.
It's a little smaller town, 9,000 or so people. And they don't have big ports, so you have to tender, which is take a little boat in, which keeps the town kind of less touristy and smaller town feel.
There's a lot of little islands out in the bay.
Oh, yeah, there's so many little islands. It's an island on an island itself right off the Pacific.
Oh, right, it is on an island. Island with
it's facing
little
the Pacific,
around.
Yeah. Got some protection
lots
from
of
these other islands.
Lots of mansions on all these little islands.
We saw the eagles here. Supposedly the whale watching here is really good, but unfortunately they're not that close to shore right now, so you have to take boats out to see them.
Yeah, we've been seeing them out
in the
open.
We have been seeing them
off
the open water, so.
So we might do some of that, like, tomorrow.
Yeah, I think tomorrow we have a half a day to do that.
Sitka's only got, like, 2 streets to it. We hiked the mall, like, 3 times.
Yeah, we had a coffee. We did the Sitka National Forest, which is a nice little walk along the ocean and the temperate rainforest.
Yeah.
Lots of totem poles.
Most of southeast Alaska is rainforest,
that's
temperate
true.
Rainforest.
The Tongatsu Temple Rainforest or something?
Mm-hmm. Tonga.
Tonga something.
Tonga Rainforest, I think.
And we saw the salmon hatchery where they had tons of salmon.
They say you gotta stay away from those rivers and stuff with the salmon, though. Because the grizzly bears will come eat you.
Maybe that's why there were some of those dead grizzly fish around there. But you think the grizzly would come get them.
Well,
easy picking.
You could just put your hand down in the water and grab a salmon out without any kind of fishing gear at all.
I didn't realize that many salmon would be there at one time.
There were so many, like, adult salmon just dead on the shore.
And they stay in place for almost... They just take so much energy to get up the river, I can't imagine.
Yeah, so there's a hatchery that has, like, pools of salmon, and they let them out in the water, and then they go up this river. And basically, the salmon stay along the very edges of the river and just kind of, like, tread water. And some of them get trapped, or seagulls just love to eat the eyes out of them.
Mm-hmm.
You see all these salmon just dead on the shore with their eyes pecked out by the seagulls. They don't eat anything else, just the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But they say, like, you can't follow the stream up because that just attracts the bears. I imagine.
Yeah, that would have been cool if we would have saw a grizzly bear because we were on a bridge.
Yeah, it also be very scary.
All the old people would have been scared.
Man, there's nothing like the old person finger. As soon as you see one old person finger up, it's like the whole ship is going to turn around and look. Ooh, whoa. Ship is moving now. You know what? I think what they do is they use the engine to tread water to stay in place, too.
Probably.
So they might be just warming up the engine.
Maybe they're pulling the anchor.
Oh, maybe they pulled the anchor and now they're treading with the engine. So Sitka is pretty cool. Which do you like better, Sitka or Juno?
I like Sitka better.
It's definitely a fishing town.
There's a lot more nature to do here if you had more time to go kayaking and go to
a lot more excursions.
Beaches. We didn't kayak because it was a little bit rough today, but...
Apparently there's a bunch of hot springs, but they're like 20 miles away.
Yeah, hot springs would have been nice. Yeah, I would come here probably. A little vacation. Not a lot of food options here.
No, not really.
But maybe in the summer season they get more crabbing.
I've been trying to get a bear burger for a long time.
The bear burger's not happening.
I'm thinking this might be illegal.
I think so.
Every time I say it to someone, they just kind of look at me and laugh. You crazy?
So there has been venison and elk. Could have had elk hot dog today. Missed out. Maybe next, maybe tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I really wanted an elk hot dog.
Well,
I'll probably get one in Ketchikan.
Yeah. Sounds good.
That's a cool name. Ketchikan.
Yeah, I like that name. Ketchikan.
Juneau. They have cool names for their cities up here. They're not like Snoqualmie or...
I like Snoqualmie.
Sammamish.
Yeah, they all those get annoying, though.
They're all S names.
S's.
I like those names, too, but I just seem a little bit more interesting up here. So anyways, we have a lot more things to talk about.
Yeah, we do.
So we'll give you another update when we're in Ketchikan, I guess.
Sounds good.
So this has been Peas in a Podcast. We need a new name for our podcast, I guess, since we're in Seattle. We'll think about it.
We'll think about it.
We'll get back to you. See you next time.